This is the pregame report. I'm John DeShazer, senior writer for NewOrleansSaints.com. Welcome to historic Lambeau Field, where the Saints have an opportunity to win their fourth consecutive game this season and hope to do so against a first-time starter at quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Brett Hundley, who has thrown 44 career passes, came on in relief of Aaron Rodgers last week against the Minnesota Vikings. Aaron Rodgers broke his collarbone in that game, and Brett Hundley will be making the start for the Green Bay Packers. So how does one try to alleviate some of the pressure on a rookie quarterback? Well, one way you do it is you try to establish a running game, but Green Bay has not been a formidable running team this season, only averaging 88 rushing yards per game. And the Saints, who allow 101 rushing yards per game, have been phenomenal against the run the last three games. They've only allowed 86 yards per game in the last three games during that three-game winning streak, which has been led by the defense of the Saints. 13 sacks during that time. They forced 9 turnovers. They've gotten their hands on a ton of balls, tipping balls, and they're also just really getting it done defensively, only allowing about 367 yards per game during that span. So the Saints have really tuned it up defensively, and that's something they hope will carry over here at Lambeau Field today. Now, offensively for the Saints, as you see behind us, the weather deteriorating a little bit. It's supposed to stop raining, maybe not clear up, but stop raining. But if the Saints have to rely on their running game, they've gotten it going really the last 3 weeks in these three wins. Last game, particularly against the Detroit Lions, rushed for 193 yards. Mark Ingram led the way, 25 carries, 114 yards, 2 touchdowns. Alvin Kamara not far behind, 10 carries, 75 yards. So the Saints really have gotten it together on the run, and they might have to do so if the weather continues to deteriorate. If the field's a little bit choppy, they might want to keep it on the ground. And Green Bay's allowing 120 rushing yards per game, so that seems to be a weakness for the Packers here today. Now, the Saints also want to get it going on third down. Only 2 of 12 third down conversions against the Lions, only 37% for this season, and we're accustomed to seeing the Saints in the high 40% range in that area, so that's something that they want to be able to do to hopefully establish ball control, control the clock, keep Green Bay's offense on the sideline, and be able to put some points on the board, which they have been able to do. Defensively, we'd be remiss to not mention the 3 defensive touchdowns scored against the Lions last week, as the Saints, again, they've really cranked it up defensively, and that's been a deficiency of this team the previous 3 seasons, but it seems to be a strength at the moment, and they want to keep that going against the Green Bay Packers. And again, you can see this game kick off about noontime central locally, WVUE Fox 8 back home in New Orleans. And the Saints, again, are looking to win their 4th consecutive game. A 4th consecutive win would be the first time they've been able to accomplish that since the 2013 season. And hopefully they'll be able to pull it off here at historic Lambeau Field. I'm John DeShazer. Go Saints.